I'm a human. And as a human, I eat. I got fucking Maslow's hierarchy of needs going on.
Me too, man. I hate having to get stuff and put shelter over my head. All that stuff requires resources, and resources are hard to come by.
Yeah, man. That's why we have set up a Patreon. So if you enjoy the show and you want to help us stay clothed and clean or whatever the fuck it is humans are supposed to be.
Well, half of those.
Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. From PAX South 2016 in San Antonio, Texas, home of the largest and most nauseating pizzas in the world. Oh. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens! My stars. Just a round of applause if this is your first time hearing or experiencing the show.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you to all the people that dragged those people here.
Yeah. This show is trash, so thank you, con artists.
We did it.
For wasting your friends' time.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I just, for the people that do know the show, I really was shocked at the amount of blowback I got on the whole cakey thing. That was, we don't even have to get into
it. We're
not
getting into it.
Wow.
We've had a wonderful PAX, and we're not getting into that right now.
Let's start the show for realsies.
Sure.
I have a story here that was sent in to us. That's what we do on this show. We get stories sent to us, science stories, philosophy stories.
Why did you go into a Mr. Rogers voice? You can tell them what we do without going into a Mr. Rogers voice. You don't have to talk down to them.
Well, they're so much, they're below me, literally. And
fair.
This is a story about living forever, something that we get very excited about on this show.
Yeah, because I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Well, this is a company that wants to help you. This is a new startup in Australia that is...
That's strike one.
Yeah. That first they kill you and then they bring you back.
Yeah.
This is a startup that wants to develop technologies that will allow you to be brought back from the dead.
Great.
They want to... record the data
of
your brain.
Nothing can go wrong.
Of course not.
Everything always goes right when you bring back people from the dead.
Yeah. If science fiction has taught us nothing, it is that this is always a good idea. Mm-hmm.
The best possible scenario is they come back weird and creepy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they come
different
back
somehow.
Yeah.
Hollow in the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's best case.
Yeah.
Like that's the most you can hope for.
Worst case is that they're the first of an army that comes back.
Yeah.
Well, these guys want to do it technologically. The idea is they want to record the data of your brain, mm-hmm. and they want to be able to download that data into a robot someday or some sort of artificial human so that you will die, you will actually die, but your data, your brain data will be recorded, and then you'll be able to be put into a new... This is what you want, Anthony.
No, it's not what I want. I still die. Did you not hear that? This is a swindle.
Yeah.
This is a swindle. They're like, yeah, we're going to find a way to bring people back from the dead. Nobody comes back from the dead. Everybody dies, and then some copy of me with a cooler, better body gets to live forever. Robot me, who's better in every way, gets to continue on forever. Meanwhile, I spent my entire life looking like this and doing all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And then I got
well, that
bad
was a bad
knees,
mistake.
And I got a weird thing on my lip, and I'm going to die.
Yeah. Well, you do die. But then the copy of you gets to have this awesome new life and live forever, and that copy will have a great time.
Here's a cool thing.
Yeah.
You die.
Yeah.
They download your brain right before you die, right? And then sometime in the next year or two, they figure out how to actually bring people back from the dead. So your wife is living forever with robot you. Robot, because your wife died later.
I just died too soon.
You died too soon.
I was revision one.
You were like the last guy to die, and then some dude woke up in the middle of the night halfway across the world was like, oh no,
I got it now.
I know how to do it now.
I gotta call Jeff's wife right now.
We gotta get, yeah.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
Because then robot me is living forever with my wife.
Yeah.
I gotta get robot me.
Robot you is the worst.
He's a dick. Well, here's how this is going to work, according to these guys. This is a company called Humai, H-U-M-A-I, and their CEO, Josh.
It's cool. It's always fine when a corporation sounds like it's from Netrunner.
Yeah.
There's nothing to worry about.
Right. He said, the data of your brain will be coded into multiple sensor technologies, which will be built into an artificial body with the brain of a deceased human.
It's just a Kinect and two Move controllers. And, like, no. And like the Mac, and like the Mac to speech voice.
Hello, world.
Hello, world. It is me, Jeff Cannata.
Oh, you don't sound like yourself, Jeff.
I enjoy a board game and going to bed early.
Oh. That does sound like the man I married.
Come to have the sex.
It still tracks.
He, if anything, he's even smoother talking now.
Thanks for the upgrade, Humai. By the way, one of the reasons I love this story is because how bonkers this company is. Like, it's seriously bonkers. They said they're going to, the way they're going to record the data from your brain is through a series of apps on your phone. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
Like Tinder, yeah. He always swiped left when he was alive.
Yeah. That's it. That's all it knows. All it knows is who you swiped left on, who you swiped right on, and then, like, who you sent dick pics to. That's it.
Yeah.
And it rebuilds you.
I don't know if it has enough data for all that.
Two moves, and what you swiped. And that's it.
Yeah.
Sometimes my Neko Atsume save gets corrupted. So, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Sometimes I go to put my weight into Apple Health because I want to, I don't know, I just want to be depressed. And so I go to put my weight into Apple Health, and the next day it's like, you never did that.
Yeah.
So I feel really comfortable letting some weird, weird company from the prison planet part of Earth come up with an app.
It's a series of boomerangs and kangaroos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just looks like anything from a Pee Wee Herman movie. The machine that they use to extract the data from your brain.
Well, no, actually, they name check some really cool tech here. They said we're using artificial intelligence and nanotechnology to store all of the conversational styles, behavioral patterns, thought processes, and information about how your body functions from the inside out. They say none of this works right now, and the company has... The company currently has 4 employees.
Listen to me.
4 employees! But they really want to ramp up. They're looking for funding.
This is just 4 people getting high. That's all it is. It's just 4 people getting high, and they just go, listen, one day, like, we're just going to be able to record it all with computers. And then everything, because the brain is just a computer, man.
Dude, you're so right.
You're made of electricity right now. Don't freak out. Do not freak out.
A little bit. I think I'm freaking out a little bit. I don't want to die, man. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Am I
dying? You are not going to die.
Wait, tell me straight right now. Am I dying right now?
Nah, bro, because I've got an idea for an app.
Oh. Like Tinder.
It's just like Tinder, but for living forever. It's like Uber, but for immortality.
Oh, I love it.
That's my Shark Tank pitch.
That's a great pitch.
And how does it work? Nanotechnology?
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's what apps.
Yeah.
Could I have a money?
Dude, my favorite sentence in this entire article, which, by the way, who's the guy that wrote this article? Like, ooh, you guys are onto something. I'm going to write this article. Mm. At the last line of this article, he goes, at the moment, Humai only has 4 staff. But it's looking to recruit more members over the coming months. So, you know, maybe we can get jobs.
Intern at the company that's making the immortality app.
Hey, Steve.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Yeah, you've been doing great here. We're really happy with your work. We got a few things that we need you to do, just tick off the list.
Sure, anything, Mr. Anderson. I'm totally devoted to the cause. I think we're doing really, really huge work.
Well, we appreciate your enthusiasm, Steve. Here's what we need you to do. By Thursday, we're hoping maybe you could just develop nanotechnology for us.
Okay. All right, let me write that down.
Yeah, nanotechnology.
Develop nanotech. That's the really small one?
It's very, very small. Yeah, you should probably Google it first. Okay, and then artificial intelligence?
I feel like in Australia they use Bing because it sounds sillier.
You're probably right. You should Google Bing.
Google Bing and then find out what Bing is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And once you're done with that, do you know how to make an app?
I feel like I can do the nanotechnology. I feel like I have a handle on that.
Also, we're going to need like 16 Vegemite sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
Because we all eat four.
How are we doing on didgeridoos? Do we have enough in the break room?
Let me check. Guys?
We have rain sticks?
Yeah. Yeah, this seems like they're doing all right in there.
All right, great. Yeah. Is there anything else we like that we can think of?
That's all I know about Australia.
Oh, what about boomerangs?
Boomerangs. Remember to feed the kangaroo, she said.
Yeah. Feed the kangaroo.
Feed the kangaroo. Steve?
Develop nanotechnology. And this is by
Steve,
Thursday?
Also?
Yeah.
I hate to tell you this, but we're promoting Carol because she's the idea person. She's fantastic.
I would have fed the kangaroo anyway.
No, she's the idea girl. We love her.
All right. But I'm telling you, I'm halfway to nanotechnology, and you just made a big mistake. 3 days later, Steve the intern invents nanotechnology. World forever changed. Didgeridoo's stocked in the break room.
Yeah.
Is this something you would want?
Yes, that's the problem, is that the problem is actually want people working on this, but every time I hear about people working on this, it sounds like bullshit, and these guys are the same guys that go, freeze your head, because like 30 years from now, like pay
that's
us now.
That's solid advice no matter what.
Pay us now.
Yeah.
It's a payment plan. And then when you die, we'll freeze your head because it's like right around the corner. This is going to work like right around the corner. And then you're the guy that froze your head and you feel like an idiot because everybody laughs at you when you die.
You don't feel anything when your head is frozen. That's stupid. That's fine. My thing is this.
Your family feels like an idiot?
I don't necessarily want this technology. I mean, I do want the live forever. Like, we all want the live forever. Are there any of those weird people out in the audience right now that think immortality is gross? Like, oh, there are like three or four of you out there.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people? Are you not having an okay time right now?
Guys, let's all give
Wouldn't
those people...
Wouldn't you want that to keep going?
Let's give those people a near-death experience right now.
Yeah. We'll see how it changes you. No, I don't want the technology where we download me into a computer and then there's a computer that acts like me. That's a jip. And also, like... It's, I don't know. Like,
I apologize to all the gypsies in the audience.
It actually makes me, is that what it comes from?
Yeah, man, it's a racial slur.
Is it really?
You just slurred gypsies.
No way!
Yeah. Nobody wants you to live forever now.
Wow.
Now you're cursed by gypsies!
Now that's actually racist, though.
I walked right into it!
Because you did it knowingly.
I learned
something, and I'm sorry. You're a dick.
Ah, man.
No, I don't want that. I don't know. I just feel like, it would annoy me to know as I'm dying for my last thought to be like, oh, some other dude is gonna, he's just like me, and he's gonna... And that's it. It's over.
Well, you paid for that, too. You paid a lot of money for that other dude.
I'm not going to, though. That's what I'm saying.
I already set it up.
This is why we shouldn't pool the money.
Thank you, Patreon. And happy birthday, Anthony Carboni. It was a surprise. We all got together.
Wow. It's a surprise.
You're going to live forever. Well, not you, but a facsimile of you.
Here's a mind game that we can play.
A simulacrum of Anthony.
Am I the real Anthony right now? You're just made of electricity, man.
Be honest with me. Am I dying right now?
We're all dying all the time, every day. But I'm going to make an app.
Those people think it's a good idea, though, so it's okay.
Yeah, how many of you would want... This is not living forever. This is not moving information. This is copying and deleting. How many people want the copy-delete? I think that's okay. Can we get an applause for copy-delete?
Let's...
It's a garbage idea for garbage people.
If you had...
Look, I'm sure you're wonderful in other ways. This is the thing, though.
Here's my question, Anthony. Let's say this happened. Let's say we're able to download you into a perfect copy of yourself, but it has to be a perfect copy of yourself that will live forever. It can't be a better version of you. It can't be like, a super awesome robot that's strong and fast. It's a perfect copy of you. Would you want to die sooner in order to make the copy of you the best copy it could be.
So you're saying this is not copy delete, this is move. This is somehow me, my consciousness.
Yeah.
Goes into this new body, but
I don't know.
Looks exactly the way I look, is in exactly the same shape that I'm in when I die.
Do you risk
is only good for people who literally see a bus coming at them a second before it happens.
Well, yeah, but no, do you risk like letting your body fall into entropy further before you jump on this train, or do you go, kill me now so I can be me right now forever? But without knowing if it's going to work, you know, like 100%.
Why wouldn't we know if it was going to work?
Well, you know, there's always risks.
Oh, no, I'm not the first to try. That's where you've made a mistake.
All right.
Somebody else gets to be first to try.
I feel like my hypothetical is flawed otherwise.
I'd like you go first.
I'd do it.
You'd do it first?
I would.
Right now. Bring it in!
Beep, beep.
It's really big.
It's weird because the whole truck is just full of nanotechnology.
That's a lot of
nanotechnology. So it's super strange that we had to put it on a flatbed.
The good news is nanotechnology is a thing. The bad news is we need so much of it to work that it really defeats the purpose.
Here's the funny thing. You know how in Australia the toilets flush the other way?
Yeah.
Down there, nanotechnology is just super huge.
Yeah.
It's like a totally different thing.
Are you on nano? We got nano. We got a stack of it in the back.
It's just weird Australian slang. Yeah. They don't have the term nano. It's just a street term.
Yeah.
It actually means gypsy, and you're a horrible person for saying it. So you're totally down with this. Under what condition would you? We're going back to the movement of consciousness into a similar body.
Copy and replace.
Under what condition now today would you have to? What sort of thing would have to be happening to you for them to be like, all right, the way we're going to do this is we're killing your old body. You're going to wake up in a new body, but it's going to be you. What would have to be going on? Would you have to be really sick? Would it have to be a huge physical injury? Would you have to wake up with more gray hair? I don't know if that's possible.
Not possible. It's the worst idea ever. the gray hair thing would be like, I'm out.
No. One more. One more.
Oh, man. I feel like... It's a really scary thing, and it's like, yeah, I'm gonna voluntarily die in order to have a body that I know. Like, cause you could just do it like every night when you go to sleep. Why not always have the body that's just a day old body? That's awesome. So your body only ever ages a day, and that's
cool. Do you remember there was like an old Canadian cartoon about a guy who invented teleporters? And he found out the teleporters were just smashing and making copies.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I think of this.
Yeah.
This
also,
is, you're prestiging.
Well, no, I was just spoilers.
For anybody who's been in a coma for what, 15 years?
Yeah, or a 15-year-old.
Or if you were frozen 15 years ago and put into a new body, what you did was called prestiging. And it's based on a movie called The Prestige. And I'm sorry I spoiled it for you. This is the even bigger question I have for you. Bigger than questions of life and death. Bigger than questions of ethics of playing God.
Yeah.
What the hell is your limitation on spoilers? At what point are we allowed to talk about the ending of The Prestige in public?
Well, I feel like... Has everybody seen The Prestige? No.
Were you going to tonight?
Now you don't have to.
At this point, if you didn't see it, were you like... Shit, movie, tomorrow dude. It was on my calendar to see The Prestige.
Step one, go to Pac South. Step two, finally watch The Prestige.
And then I'll be ready to put this body to rest and wake up in my new one.
Yeah, finally.
Hey.
Yeah?
Are you guys enjoying the show?
See, you like it when they answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the show, too.
I'm not asking you if you're enjoying the show. Well, you know, do we go through the spiel live? Because we're just about to do another episode live.
Yeah, I know.
Do we do the standard thing? Do we do a weird thing where I come in afterwards, like all fancy host style, and we're on the real mic, so everyone's like, hey, you just heard us from Pac South, and it was a good time.
Sorry to jump in here, but we just wanted to hip you to the Patreon.
We're sorry. We just want to know if you heard about Nature Box or a mattress or some bullshit. Now's probably the time to tell you.
Those are good mattresses, man.
For those,
they fund my other shows.
Do you have a code that you'd like to give out? Don't do it.
No.
Don't you do it. No, we are going to have another live episode from PAX. Another two. We're going to have another.
Yeah, we're going to do questions. So also think of questions to ask. They don't have to be about us. You can be like, hey, I had a thought.
Yeah. Just whatever pops into your head.
Yeah.
And if you're listening at home, usual spiel. The money and the stars and all that stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. And the hashtags and the hoi hoi.
Yeah, whatever it is.
You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
All the people that are here for the first time are like, these guys are bad at their jobs.
Yeah.